It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
Welcome back to another episode of the Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, episode 9, Jeff. And there's just something a little different today. A little prettier. It smells a little better in here. The mood's a little better.
Oh, you wasn't referring to me.
Actually, Jen is with us today. Tyler has a young one under the weather. Greg is doing grandparent stuff. So it's a great to have you with us today, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll get your opinion on all kinds of things.
I have lots of opinions, so you just let me know.
All right, episode 9, King Tut. Ted Williams was the best I could dig up on number 9 in the athletic world.
In honor of Greg, Tony Romo.
Tony Romo, he didn't make the list, but okay. Joe DiMaggio, Drew Brees. Gordie Howe, for those of us that love hockey.
Shows just how much you do love it.
I don't, except I like Penguins hockey. Reggie Jackson and Joe Burrow. I guess if Joe Burrow's on the list, Tony Romo can be on the list
too. Yeah. And you said Reggie Jackson last week, thinking back to Oakland,
he was
eight. Number 8.
But yeah,
but I guess it was 9.
It was 9. That's exactly right. All right, so we're going to jump right into it with Coach Richard Bell from the DeQueen Leopards. Coach, Big, they don't come any bigger. Homecoming win on Friday against the Hope Bobcats.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the last time that we won homecoming, but Jay informed me yesterday that the last time we won 3 in a row was 2009. So that's
people have been asking me that question. I said it had to be 17. If it wasn't, it was before I got here.
Yeah, it was. So we won 5 games in 17, but we didn't win 3 in a row. So last time we have won 3 games in a row, according to Jay Bunyan, which is a pretty good statistician, he said it was 2009. So I couldn't have been happier for the boys. You know, and the community, you know, everybody showed up and showed out and had a great night. There wasn't many things I could find wrong on film. You know, it was an enjoyable film session watching it with them. They were flying around the ball, doing all their assignments. It was a great night.
Well, and of course, I send you the stats on Friday night. The Leopards outgained the Bobcats 441 to 136.
Yeah, and
that's
and
all over them, man.
That we were definitely all over them. And then those two big pass plays, we had them corralled and just missed a tackle. One, when the kid broke loose and ran, you know, 70 yards down the field, and we tackled him on the 2-yard line. We had 3 guys hit him, but we hit ourselves and him in the middle. So we all 3 collided on him, but ended up hitting each other, and he popped free, and then had another missed tackle to get him down to the 4. So, you know, you make those 2 tackles and take those 2 big plays away, they don't move the ball at all.
Well, and we usually don't feature the Cubs a whole lot, but you go back and you add up the Cubs win down there on Thursday night. We beat Hope 91-13 last week.
Yeah, it was definitely a good week for the for DeQueen. We watched film again. 7th grade went down there last night and played them again and tied them 8-8, you know, but it was a great win. The defense, again, was stifling, and I have never seen, I told our offensive line, we've been really, really pushing the sled, and Coach Snyder has been having them down there driving it for 15, 20 minutes a day, and I have never seen us push guys down the field like we did Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. Our blocking downfield was phenomenal.
All night long. I would look and I would see the running back going, and then I would watch our guys pancake them. I was like, this is great. You know, that's what you love to see from your old line.
Well, you had to bring up Coach Snyder. How we miss him over in Outlaw Land.
We love having him.
Yeah, I didn't know he was there at all when I called him.
Well, I will tell you, and as far as from an enthusiasm standpoint, I'll tell you, I've not seen a scene like that at Leopard Stadium. I'd have to go back to 17 when we beat Nashville.
Right, yeah, it was really great. And our offense, you know, Coach Binkley had them rolling. He got in that formation, and, you know, we started getting them outside and then pulling and running power. And I don't know how many times you ran it in a row, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So he just kept running right at them, and that was one of the best performances offensively that the Leopards have had in a very, very long time. I can't tell you last time we had over 400 yards, you know, of offense. So, you know, it was a great job by the offensive staff, again, it was just a night that everything came together. A couple of times, you can watch on film, again, like I was talking about on offense, but now on defense, I mean, we're pancaking people. We're flying to the ball. There's 11 people there. You know, Rusty Biermo had an unbelievable night. He was telling me, we had talked about if they get in trips, and people don't know a lot about football, if they get in trips and they put the back to the trip side, that leaves you weak side linebacker able to go blitz because the back can't go out on a route and there's nobody there to block him. So I said, Rusty, anytime that back is away from you and he's lined up in trips, go. And Buddy Diddy, he was all over him all night. And they never adjusted to it, which was great for Rusty because he was hitting him all night long.
A linebacker likes a free run.
That's 100%.
Well, I got to interview Rusty after the ball game Friday. He was still fired up. He was ready to hit me.
Yeah, he was loving it. He was loving it.
Which, that was awesome.
And again, you know, I think we had 7 sacks, I think, is what we had. You know, Kyle got a sack. Rusty got a sack. Geronimo got a sack. Zayden got a sack. So yeah. It was just, you know, it was D-line.
We were in their backfield all night.
We were. So it was a great night all the way around.
Well, and, you know, the thing about at the stadium, we had to deliberate about who was going to be the Leopard player of the game. And, we're juggling all these young men. And I said, well, we can pick one for tonight and we can pick a different one for the podcast. So our Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week is going to be Ulysses Cotto. We picked Cole Binkley at the stadium, Ulysses Cotto, 144 yards rushing. Now, this is second place. 144 yeah. yards rushing, 77 yards receiving, 85 return yards, and 306 total yards.
Yeah, he had
And he finished second.
So go ahead and tell me what was first at the stadium. What were those numbers?
Oh, Binkley's numbers were unbelievable.
Yeah, he had 150-something yards rushing, 4-for-7 passing, 77 yards passing. And the thing with Cole is that every play that we call can go to any person a lot out of the offense we run. Yeah. So him choosing who to give it to at certain times is how that offense runs. And so when he gives it to Cotto or when he pulls it, if he makes a wrong read, we get no yardage.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just, just him quarterbacking that offense was a great thing to see.
Well, Rusty Bermeo had a big game. Kyle Williamson had a big game. Zayden had a big game. I mean, there were just so many places that the offense – we could have given it to the whole offensive line the way they blocked.
Oh, yeah.
It was almost like, I wish I had about 40 McDonald's gift certificates to give away.
When you have lots of choices, you win lots of ball games.
That's exactly right. Oh, if you're 100%. Sitting there pondering, you know, you're trying to work out who you're going to give it to, that's usually a good sign. They usually ain't doing that after a loss.
Yeah, so. And I was just happy for all of them. They, whenever your running backs or your – linemen are telling you, hey, we can run this or this is there, or you got a linebacker that's pointing out a weakness that they can exploit. You know, they are understanding the game of football. They understand what we're trying to do. A lot of times I had our guys yell at me, hey, coach, and I was like, oh, yeah, I see it. And they would call a blitz on their own. So that's awesome to see, you know. So those guys are really clicking. They're doing well, and I couldn't be happier for them.
Well, and I left Jake Martin's name out. He's just at the top of the tackle charts every week, and you kind of just – take for granted he's going to be there, but he led us in tackles. So
yeah, Jake's that kid that he's always running that offense. I mean, running that defense like Cole's running the offense. You know, he's telling everybody where to line up. He's moving guys here, moving guys there. So I'm one of the happiest things for me about Jake Martin's that I get him back next year. So
oh yeah, yes, absolutely. Well, Coach, we talked about a lot last week about the distractions of homecoming. It sounds like y'all handled that really well.
They did. The boys handled it well. I told them, basically I was like, you know, the focus for the fans and the focus for the girls and the parents is homecoming. The focus for the players is the game. So don't lose sight of that. Win for each other. You don't need me to hype you up anymore. You know what to do. And they did it. It was, you know, one of the cleanest games turnover wise and penalty wise I think we've had. So yeah, I was very, very happy with their focus.
Absolutely. And this week we move on to Little Rock Parkview. They beat Hot Springs 52-14. Get to play at War Memorial, which is really cool.
Yeah, we watched the film. They don't do a whole lot of stuff just fancy. They just do everything they do really well. Again, you know, they have 7 D1 commits. that are all skill players.
Just seven?
Yeah, just seven D1 commits that are all skill players. But I will say I think their offensive line and their defensive line is down. In the last 2 years we've played them, they've had absolute mass monsters up there at offensive line that were just – I remember Jacob Olade, which was our biggest guy last time we went to War Memorial. Jacob's 6'2", 315, and they're chunking him around like a rag doll. Those guys are not there. So – I think we'll, our D-line and our O-line will have some success, you know, moving the piles. So I'm really happy about that. If we can corral their speed, you know, again, we're going to do what we do. I told the guys, I said, I'm not changing anything because if it's Parkview. I'm not changing how we practice. We're not. Coach Binkley told them yesterday, I'm not saying we can't get outside with speed because if you block anybody, you can run your offense, you know. So,
well, I think we proved that Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, Friday night, I mean, Hope, you go to a track meet, they beat us 9 times out of 10 in the sprinting events. And, heck, we had 60 and 70-yard runs because we blocked guys. So right. We're not going to back down from Parkview. We're going to run what we run on offense and let the chips fall where they may. I'm going to line up on defense and you know, run my scheme that I think can stop their passing game. I'm going to try to get pressure on that quarterback. Even though if we get back there, Rusty runs a 4.9 and that quarterback runs a 4.4, so he may not catch you. But Rusty's going to put, you know, some pressure on him. Going to send Jake Martin. I'm going to try to get him out of his comfort zone. You know, but the thing with that quarterback, which again is a, you know, Arkansas, Alabama, you know, offers, if he sees you coming at him, he's just going to tuck it and go. So I told him, I don't care how fast he runs, he can't run without kneecaps. So get in there, you know, and yeah. Tackle low. And, you know, we're gonna play ball. And the main thing I told him yesterday is that our job is to move forward and get better.
Yeah.
So if we move forward and get better Friday night and you give me all the attitude and all the effort that I want and that you can provide, I'm going to be happy with the outcome. I said, I do not ever expect these guys to come out and lay an egg or back down from anybody, and I can guarantee you they won't. And playing at War Memorial, it should be a great atmosphere for them. They've, you know, walking on the field that, you know, the Hogs play on and you know, different teams have been to. So I think it's going to be a great atmosphere for them. And I can tell you right now, they were excited yesterday in practice. And I was loving to see that. We watched film on Parkview and they never backed down. They were like, hey, I could do that. You know, so it was great.
That's what I was going to say. You know, these kids are going into this game with a little confidence that they've never gone into a game against Parkview with.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah. They, like yesterday watching film, you know, there was confidence in the room. There wasn't, you know, like I said, any hesitation at all about what we could do. A lot of head shaking yes, not a lot of head shaking no's. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time with us, and go Leopards, baby.
As always, go Leopards.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Very convenient location with a big lot. So if you are bringing any livestock up there, there's plenty of room for you to park a trailer. And, yeah, they do see large animals, right, Greg?
They do. You back it right in there, put them in their pen, and they'll take care of them.
Awesome.
Done it myself.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, it takes me a little while to back up. I'm not a backer-upper.
Yeah.
Although I am better than Tony is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear the larger the trailer, the easier.
There are 16-year-old teenage girls that are much better backers than I am.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But yeah, they got it all. When you go out there from the smallest animals to the largest, they take care of you. And, you know, that's true for Ashdown, too.
That's right. Ashdown, a veterinary clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. So they've got all of Southwest Arkansas covered with all the things that you've come to expect, like great care for your pets. They do boarding, and they do grooming as well, which is very, very cool. And just look at the Google reviews. I've got 200 five-star reviews alone here on Google reviews. This person says they drove about an hour to see DeQueen Animal Hospital, the only vet willing to take them in an emergency case, and the entire staff and Dr. Martin were amazing. Had to stay 4 days and have surgery, but they were super understanding and had a, you know, wonderful visit over there. So Dr. Martin, a great person to leave your pets with. You're going to feel great picking them up as well. And all the same for Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Without a doubt, Dr. Martin is the most compassionate and caring vet I've ever found. I drive from Texarkana because he's so good.
Well, that's great.
That's awesome. So yep. check out the reviews on Google and you'll see why Ashdown Veterinary Clinic and DeQueen Animal Hospital kind of, you know, they set the standard of excellence here in Sevier County, Little River County, Southwest Arkansas. Everybody comes to bring their pets here. So shout out to them. And they've been a sponsor since the very beginning of this podcast. We appreciate them so much. Let's get to Jim Cross.
Jim?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Brother, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great.
That's a good way to be.
That man, it's good to win one.
Oh man, I tell you what, y'all not only win one, but have a very winnable one coming up this week. So that'd be that's what they call a winning streak.
It is. Yeah. I've heard about those.
Well, Greg and Tyler are both out this morning, and that's why Jen is running the controls for us, and I've got Jeff Tuttle with me. So, but we're going to muddle through it, and we're going to have some fun. So, whenever you're ready,
I'm ready.
Jim, how you doing today? Sounds like that you should be doing pretty good.
Boy, doing fantastic after getting that first conference win at home against Harmony Grove, and especially with all that was going on in the program, and you know, you got to give kudos to the coaches for holding it together. And boy, the kids came out and played with a lot of enthusiasm and played their best game of the season.
Man, that is good to hear. Ashdown wins 36-20 over Harmony Grove. And tell us a little bit about the game.
Well, it's kind of interesting. We had started a new quarterback, Riley Williamson, a transfer from Horatio. And fellas, all he did was come out and go 7-for-11, 299, 5 touchdowns. And he rushed for 108 yards. And then the replacement wide receiver, Bryson French, a sophomore, he had 3 catches and 3 touchdowns. He didn't get tackled all day.
Wow.
So is Riley going to start this week?
Yeah. I think,
See, that's the astute observation you get when you get Tuttle on a mic.
Boy, I guarantee you. Yeah, sounds after like much discussion. Yeah, and after much film study, yeah. Yeah, and guys, he looked. I mean, there were a couple of times that he rolled right and read the field and threw it to his second or third guy. And I mean, he looked like he's been playing quarterback his whole life, and I think he has. And but boy, he was impressive. He ran the ball well. And
so those numbers, I mean, again: 7-for-11, 299. Is that
299.
And how many touchdowns?
5 touchdowns.
That's a pretty good day.
Five of
is it too late to put him in my fantasy lineup?
Who's a stat man? They couldn't give him one more yard passing to get him to 300.
A good stat man would have found one more yard.
Well, I have to admit, fellas, when I'm doing stats, I always say give or take 20 yards.
Do you have any idea what he had rushing the football, Jim?
108.
Man.
So I mean, it was. I was
there in the 407, the rare air of 407 total offense yards. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I was interviewing him. I said, "Man, this is like a video game." I mean, my goodness.
That is so cool, especially with the adversity that the Panthers had faced over the last week or so to get off the mat and win a conference game, and says a lot about them.
Yeah, it does. And guys, Harmony Grove, they took the opening kickoff, and, you know, they're going to run the dead tee, and they ran it right down our throats, and they go up 6-0. You're like, oh, my. And then they kicked off to us, and we fumbled the ball and got the ball at about the 8-yard line. And in the first running play, we lose 2 yards, and so we're 94 yards away. And so second and 12, we throw a bubble screen to Bryson French, and he runs it all the way for a touchdown.
Wow.
So before you got in your seat,
it's already a track meet.
Yeah. And the defense, Coach Ernest Reed made some great adjustments at halftime to slow down the – because really, guys, I don't keep up with time of possession, but it had to be 75% Harmony Grove and 25% us. But as the game wore on, we were able to make some great plays defensively, led by Kaysen Hopkins, Redarius Norman, and made just some wonderful plays in the interior. And Redarius Norman, he's about 6'2", 6'3", weighs 300, and he knocked the ball out of the quarterback's hand and picked it up and scooped it 58 yards for a touchdown. And, fellas, I think that is the loudest I've ever heard Dick Hayes Stadium ever.
Oh, that is awesome. Is he still kicking for you guys?
Now he's we've got Amari Spencer, a 10th grader, kicking for us now.
Okay.
And but yeah, he used to kick for us.
Yeah, he sure
did. He's playing very, very well.
That time of possession is not near as big when you're making the most of it.
That's exactly right.
And not going three and out.
When you're chunk playing people.
Yeah. Three and out will wear you out, but if you're scoring.
Yeah, and Bryson French, like I say, he had three catches, one for 94, one for 46, I believe, and then a short one just for 11 yards. So, but all three of them were touchdowns.
Man, that is awesome.
So it was a great win, you know, for the guys, and a lot of excitement, and you know, it just shows what happens when you pull together, you believe in one another. And like I say, I said this to the superintendent after the game, the coaches deserve a lot of credit for this. And so Coach McCaskill and his staff, they did a wonderful job getting the guys ready. And
boy, it sounds so like now, it. Because I really thought that would be a nip and tuck game. Maybe you all would come out in the end, but sounds like you all played really well.
Yeah, we did. It was very well played. And Sheldon Thompson, another young man, our senior defensive back, he had another interception. I think he's got three or four interceptions already on this season. And Harmony Grove doesn't throw it very often. But you know, when they do, it's like a shock. And the receiver was open, and Sheldon just came out of nowhere to make the play. And so, you know, some good film study, and the guys were prepared. It was a great win for the Panthers.
Well, Jim, I don't want to be presumptuous here, but who is your Domtar Ashdown Panther Player of the Week?
Well, we took a poll in the community, and it was a 51-49 vote, but we decided to go with Riley Williams.
Riley's numbers again, 7 for 11, 299 through the air, 5 touchdowns, and then another 108 on the ground.
Not the last time the listeners will hear that today, I don't figure.
No, I imagine that you're right about that, and I imagine that's not the last you're going to hear of Riley Williamson on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the air.
and fellas, there's another play that midway through the third quarter, and one of the few times we didn't score, that we ran the running back on a wheel route, and Riley hit him right in the stomach for about 60 yards, and he couldn't hold on. And that'd have been another touchdown. And then one of the Coach McCaskill was talking about this. Out of the four incompletions, one of them was a controversial call where we thought he called it, but the guys in stripes said he didn't. And so, you know, they always win. And then another time,
they're not always right, but they do always win.
Yeah. And another kid had it in the end zone and just couldn't come down with it. So really, he could have easily been 10 for 11.
Wow.
And, I mean, he was I kept thinking at some point, you know, he's going to make a bad throw. And he just never did.
Well, brother, it sounds like that you guys will be riding high as you travel to Genoa this week. The Dragons are 0-4. They're coming out of 8-man football. Kind of unusual for a 4A school to be coming out of 8-man football. But they have some talent. They have 7 returning starters from last year. I know depth has been a problem for them. They have a good quarterback, though, junior quarterback Riley Harris.
Yeah, he's very talented. Coach McCaslin mentioned him. And he also talked about it's kind of hard to prepare for because you're not really sure exactly what they're going to do. And so they're still trying to find their identity. And so in talking to Coach, he's just more concerned about doing what we do. And just to kind of go from there. But, yeah, it is kind of strange. And then we play Fountain Lake later in the season, and they also have come into 8-man. And speaking of Fountain Lake, did you hear the Bauxite Fountain Lake score?
I did. I thought that was a basketball score. I thought maybe they'd started early down there. What, 76-72, was that right, or 78-72?
Yeah, 78-72, yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I wanted to kid my buddy Coach Richardson. You know, he's a defensive guy, and
I bet that drove him crazy.
I can only imagine. He probably hadn't slept yet.
fans got their money's worth there for
well,
sure.
They did.
Like it. I would love to have the huddle film from that game.
Yeah. I do.
But you know, most of the time, most of the time you go on the game and you say, well, if I can score 72, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Even in basketball.
Yeah. If you had 150 in the under, you lost.
Now, of course, we're not promoting betting here on the station, are we, fellas?
Of course not.
Of course not. I tell
as
my
David
folks
Letterman
in the church,
used to say, no wagering, please.
Yeah, no wagering, please. Yeah.
I think King Tut's got some.
Well, I was just going to ask you. It says, talking about Genoa Central Dragons, only 7 returning starters from last season. That's not bad. 7 out of 8, though.
Well, that's probably both sides of the ball.
Oh. Man, you got me again.
7 out of 16.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No.
So, Jim, how long has it been since y'all played Genoa?
In football, boy, it's been a long time.
That's what I was thinking,
too. We used to play him in basketball and baseball. We always play him in baseball.
Right.
But since I've been here, I don't recall us ever playing Genoa. Now, I could be wrong on that, but I don't recall a football game, at least a senior. I think we played some in junior high, but I don't recall a senior high game against Genoa. So that'll be something new.
It will be something new. I was just wondering about the facilities you might run into there.
Yeah, I'm already considering is it going to be kind of an ESPN kind of deal or. You know, they bring me food and, bathroom in the press box and all that kind of stuff. Because that's important.
Oh, you don't have any – until you call a football game in a place that has you, outside on the bleachers or on top of a press box maybe, you just don't realize how important that stuff is.
No. Idabel, we were on top of the press box. And then you go to Bauxite, and they have a nice new press box, but we have to sit in the bleachers and run an extension cord from Bauxite to Ashdown. It's a great thing.
Well, have y'all ever called one from the end zone plugged into the play clock? Because I have, and we happen to be going back to Spring Hill this week. So I'm curious about how that'll work.
Tuttle's got his 500-foot extension cord ready.
Okay. Well, I'm curious to what kind of facilities Genoa has for me. So.
I kind of am too. Well, brother, it's always good talking to you, and especially after a Panther win, and just go out and get them next week, man. Go Panthers.
Let's do it. Appreciate you guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Got Coach Willis from the Horatio Lions. Lost to Center Point 36-16. Center Point's a really good football team.
They are. They're well coached. Coach has been there. Coach Rogers has been there a while. He's got kind of an established system, and the kids, they've been doing it forever, and they understand it. They're comfortable doing it, and they believe in him. That means a whole lot. And, he does a good job in the weight room, and he gets the most out of his kids that they've got. So, that's the signs of winning a lot of ball games.
So, how'd you think the Lions played, Coach?
Well, I honestly was kind of disappointed. We come out in the first quarter and, we did a good job. We stopped the run, which we knew they're a diverse offense. They're not just one dimensional. They do a lot of stuff. They're running some wing T from the gun. So they're throwing the ball quite a bit, and they're comfortable throwing the ball quite a bit. And they started throwing it, and we didn't really do a good job. And then, things kind of went south, and we got behind by, a couple scores. And, kids kind of reverted to old habits. And I think that's probably one thing that, teams that are in the situation that we're in, the first time something bad happens, they tend to kind of fold the tent and give up. And I kind of think that's what our kids did.
Well, we
come out second half and we played better. So that's encouraging, but it's disappointing that we had that second quarter and gave up about 30 points.
Well, and that center point mentality, mentality where you've had some success, sometimes if a team hasn't had a lot of success, they get somebody on the mat and they'll let them back up. But a team who's used to being on top will just keep pouring it on. And it sounds like that's exactly what the Knights are.
Well, that's kind of what they did. And my hat's off to them. They did a good job. you know, they just they did what they do, and that's kind of where we're headed. And I hope we get there. It's just I just know it's not going to happen overnight.
No.
But it is frustrating when you kind of when you have those laps where you just don't play well.
No, it doesn't happen overnight. But I can just tell, you know, I got to see the Lions once this year, and the Lions are playing much better football, and that is a credit to you and your staff and the young men down there. So, who is your Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week?
Miguel Hernandez. He plays left guard for us and plays one of our interior defense linemen, and. You know, he played well. So I think, you know, sometimes those linemen don't get the recognition they deserve. And I think this is probably, a good time to recognize Miguel. He played well, played hard, and, you know, kind of has that characteristic that we need. You know, he kind of brings it every time.
Yeah, Miguel Hernandez is a good football player. I remember Miguel made our Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air All-Star team last year.
Yeah.
And a good lineman. Well, Coach, it doesn't get any easier as you're in the undefeated part of your schedule, apparently, as you get the Prescott Curly Wolves.
We probably played the fastest Triple-A team in the state of Arkansas and number one ranked Prescott Curly Wolves. So, you're right. It doesn't get any easier, but, you know, it is what it is, and we knew it was coming, so we can't run from it. We got to just bow up and do our best. You know, and my deal is, you know, I've told the kids, I'm going to tell the kids again today, you know, if our job is not worried about Prescott. Our job is worried about Horatio.
Right. I love that. You know, they are number one they were number one in Hootens. There's another poll I follow, Arkansas Sports Network.
Report.
Yeah, they're number one in that, and Hootens lists them as extremely quick. So I'm going to go with that.
I was going to say, Coach Willis talked about the Knights doing what they do.
Yeah.
That's Prescott. Prescott's just going to line up and do what they do.
Yeah.
Quarterback. They do. They do a good job, Coach, of it.
Oh, yeah, they do. Quarterback Dakari Pranter. Their quarterback played all the skill positions last year. He played quarterback. He played running back. He played wide receiver. And you know what that screams to me, Jeff Tuttle? Athlete.
I was going to say bus driver.
Yeah, he may have drove the bus too. I don't know, but
it's a whole lot more fun watching that from the stands than it is watching it from the side. I promise you.
Yeah,
it is. They have a pretty decent defense. A defense that's yielded about 10 points a game. So, Coach, I know that you guys are going to go down there and actually you be at home and just give it your best shot.
Well, that's what we're shooting for. We're going to try to take care of us and let everything else take care of itself.
All righty. Well, do you have anything else for us before we sign off with you this week? We really appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all doing what you do.
Coach, you have a great week, and go Lions.
Thank you.
UA Casita, www.cccua.edu. That's all you need. That's all you need, man. You go to that website, and literally everything you need for information on their programs of study. Signing up, even when it comes to financial services for helping you get into college and get the education you need and deserve, you can go to www.cccua.edu. I'm very impressed by their website because it literally has all the information that you need. Then you have the athletics department as well, uacasitacolts.com. Go Colts. Between basketball, soccer, and all the shooting sports that they have going on, man, absolutely awesome. Great areas of study and a great athletics department over at UA Casita.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, I got in trouble the other day for not mentioning shooting sports when I was talking about soccer. Soccer had a big win last week, the men's did, against UCA. But shooting sports, they are amongst the elite in the nation, not just in Arkansas, in the nation in shooting sports. And they compete in the NJCAA, National Junior College Athletic Association, Division II level.
Yep. Brett Blackburn, serving as the shooting sports coach, he says the shooting program will build on the foundation started by high school and junior high students of the AYSSP program from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, and they look forward to building on these skills as these student athletes grow as citizens, competitors, at the collegiate level. Go Colts, man. Yeah, that's awesome.
There you go, Reagan. That's for you.
Yeah, there you go.
But, you know, back to Costat, when you talk about their programs of study, I'm not even going to try to go over all these things.
Sure.
Because there's so many different things. You can get all these different things, a lot of associate degrees, mm-hmm. a lot. And then if you get those associate degrees here, you can move on. You can move on to Fayetteville if you want to. Same rate of per hour rate,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot cheaper than what Fayetteville's rate is. But, you know, the other thing they do is they have a lot of employer resources. And when you look at some of the other things they have, such as industrial maintenance, welding, fiber optics, lineman program, all those things, you know, we talked about this before. You come down off the pole, there's a guy there wanting to give you a job.
100% job placement in that linemanship program, commercial truck driving, medical billing and coding, nursing assistants, phlebotomy techs, pharmacy techs, frontline leadership, all of it. Interns and apprenticeships and internships are available to students actively enrolled and or in our graduated from UA Costat's accredited certificate or degree programs. My gosh, it's a little bit. I didn't go. I wish I had. Clearly, I'd be able to read a little bit better.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, there might no saving me.
No, it's not that. But that's a lot. That's a mouthful.
Yeah,
but
it is.
You know, the thing about Costat is it's a mouthful when you start talking about everything they offer this community, both educationally, employment-wise, and they even let you rent their buildings for things if you want to do that. So that, you know, you've really got it all. They're a great community partner. They do all kinds of things in the community, and not a better place to get an education.
www.cccua.edu. That's all you need. Let's go on, because we have somebody very special waiting on the line, Coach Ed Baker.
Coach?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, it's just me and Jeff today. Greg's off on grandpa duty, so we'll get through it. I promise.
Oh, no worries.
All right, awesome. We'll go ahead and start. Everybody ready? We have Coach Willis. Excuse me. Cut. I just talked to Coach Willis. So I apologize.
No problem.
We've got Coach Baker from the Foreman Gators on the line with us, and Coach, stiff test Friday against the Junction City Dragons, and just tell us a little bit about the game.
Oh, they jumped on us early. They came out and scored on about three plays to start the game, and then we turned the ball over on the kickoff return, and they put another one on the board. It was 14-0 in less than 2 minutes. We wind up punting our first possession, and then we started to compete a little bit. They had to have about 11, 12 plays to score their next touchdown. But they were on us fast and furious. It was, I think, 42 at the half. So we had running clock in the second half. And they came out. They had 2 weeks, so they had came out and some stuff that we hadn't seen on film. But, they're as advertised. They're pretty dang good, well-coached, physical, and good athleticism.
So they ran some stuff other than the spread?
Well, they had been lining up in a two-back sniffer set. So,
right.
Yeah, so they actually did get in some spreads.
Wow, okay. And who will be your Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week?
It'd be Kenneth Hanna, our center, and he's started off not playing a lot of defense, and the last couple of weeks we played him more and more on the defensive line. He had a good night both sides of the ball the other night.
Good ball player.
Yes, sir.
I remember him from our Southwest Arkansas All-Star team last year too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Definitely a good ball player. Well, you turn the page and you get somebody this week that we know a little more about, the 2-2 Murfreesboro Rattlers, pretty good friends with Brad Cheshire. And Coach, I think you all travel down there. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We go there. I think it's their homecoming. So.
It's their homecoming. Okay. Well, you could put a dent in their homecoming. You got an opportunity.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, do coaches use that as motivation? Hey, they've scheduled us for our homecoming or their homecoming.
Well, they're a really good, solid program.
They are.
Coaches do a great job. They got a really good staff. They're well coached. They're physical. It'll be another real physical game for us, back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Coach Brad Cheshire. They have a dual threat kind of senior quarterback in Leighton Welcher, and they probably have as good a skill position players as anybody in the conference.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I said, they're going to be athletic, they're going to be physical, and they're going to be well coached. So we got our work cut out for us.
They're 2-2, but you know their two losses have come to 3A schools, Falk and Centerpoint. So.
Right.
You can't put a lot of stock into those two losses, really.
That's exactly right. Well, and this is going to be our DeQueen Motorsports game of the week, the Murfreesboro Rattlers and the Foreman Gators. Coach, you got anything else for us before we let you go?
Well, we had a big junior high win last Tuesday night versus Junction City, so that was good for our young kids. And they'll be taking on Murfreesboro at home on Thursday if everybody can come out and see that game. So that's about it.
With scores and results or any indication, it sounds like the Gators have some good young athletes coming up through their programs.
We got a good group of young kids. They're working hard and they're being coachable. So it's been fun to work with them.
That is really cool.
Do you have a lot of numbers on the junior high team? A lot of kids?
Well, we got 24. We got a 7 in ninth grade and 7 in 7th grade, and we got a 10-man 8th grade group. And a lot of those 8th graders play quite a bit for us. Okay. So
that is cool.
Yeah.
Coach, good luck this week against the Rattlers, and go Gators.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate all you do for high school sports.
Thank you. You take care.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's take a second to talk about Dr. Randy Walker, Family Practice and Allergy Clinic here in DeQueen. Guys, settle down. Greg is gone, so we got to act like the teacher's still in. open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Dr. Randy Walker, accepting Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid. Some of the services they offer: adult and primary care, lab testing, wellness physicals, drug screening, wound care, and so much more. It's unbelievable how much, but it's what you've come to expect from a multi-specialty clinic. 870-584-3000. Option 6 for after hours triage. You will indeed talk to a real human, and that is Brad Patterson operating the after hours triage. Again, option 6 when you call their number. They also have Walker Pediatrics here in DeQueen. It's where I send my son. I just kind of drop him off, push him, take care of him. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and they have stayed with me once past 5 p.m. They're great folks over there. Nick Matthews is awesome guy, fun to talk to, and is great with kids, man. What else can you say? Also, Dr. Randy Walker having a Foreman clinic coming soon, which is super exciting. I can't wait to get the lowdown on that and get all the information. But again, top-notch quality services is what they're bringing to Foreman as well. What do you got over there, Tom?
Oh, I've got Ayers Cleaners, which, nice. You've kind of pushed this my way. I'm known for many things. One I'm known for is spilling stuff on myself when I eat, so much so that I carry an extra shirt. But when I mess that first shirt up, or if I sweat through a suit in the summer, I take my clothes over to Ayers Cleaners. They've got a deal right now, $1.99 per pound, wash and fold. I don't know if you can beat that.
That fold alone. It's like I'd pay $1.99 if somebody fold my clothes. No
Monday
doubt.
Through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. 870-584-7128.
Definitely beats the clump that I have in my room right now. It's just a giant clump. There's one thing I wanted to quickly mention about Dr. Randy Walker again, real quick. They are doing a drive-through flu clinic at the main clinic and the Dirks Clinic September 27th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Let's fight the flu. Again, don't forget about that flu clinic September 27th, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's a great thing.
Absolutely. They do it every year. It's a big hit. Again, drive-through, they stick you and you keep going. And again, that's here in DeQueen and in Dirks. What do you got in front of you, Jeff?
I have the one thing that leads to the cleaners. Simple Simon's Pizza.
Love it.
Dine in, carry out, delivery. They do it all. They also have a September special in my best Dickie V voice.
Yes.
It's game day, baby.
Nice.
Medium one topping pizza, medium wings, $24.99, September special.
The wings are so great.
That'd be great to have during a football game. You know, football's in full force right now on television. It'd be great to sit there when you're recliner, your medium pizza on one side, your wings on the other side, maybe a a beverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bowl of wet towelettes.
I'm salivating now. Just talking.
And keep the cleaners in mind.
Yeah, yeah. Keep the cleaners in mind. Yeah.
That's a September special.
Well, see, if you throw a blanket or a tablecloth over yourself before you start.
That's what I'm thinking.
But then you take it to the cleaners.
Yeah, yeah. They wash gingham. You just take a picnic table cover and just put it on yourself.
They have a buffet, salad bar, specialty pizzas.
Yeah, when you get a drink with the buffet, it's free refills. When the buffet, obviously free refills on pizza, on salad, and then sometimes wings, apparently, to Greg. I don't, you know, again, he's the lucky one.
Dessert pizzas?
Dessert pizzas are great, too. Yeah, plus catering, right? I mean, if you have a sporting event coming up, big thing. Let's say you hosted the UFC Sphere show or something like that, you would have done yourself a good favor doing the Beast Feast thing.
I'll give you a tip that, you know, our church, we feed the Cubs and the Leopards a lot, cheerleaders, things like that. And we order these the personal pizzas for each kid. Mm-hmm, and, you know, and I'll tell you what, that works out really, really well. Easy peasy and no cleanup, things like that. So if you've got to feed a bunch of people and it needs to be individual, that's a great way to go.
I've had the personal one before. Yeah, it's perfect.
I'm not even interested in that. The Beast Feast.
Yeah, the Beast Feast is where it's at. Yeah. And then also I do want to take a second to talk about Leopard Care Clinic, the on-campus full-service medical clinic Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Leopard Care Clinic, supporting student success because healthy students are better learners and they bring that health care to them when and where they need it most, which is on time, on campus. Moving on, though, there is a couple more little businesses that we want to talk about that are under the Walker Empire here. We're talking about JW's Dumpster Service. Give them a call, 870-784-2700. Trash pickup, dumpster rental, serving Sevier County and the surrounding areas. Jackson Walker is the owner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think Precious has started a residential one as
That's
well.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. You call, we haul is their motto.
He might not appreciate me calling.
No, that's all right. It works out. Precious's dumpster service, or no, JW's dumpster service, 870-784-2700. Great service that they're offering. I already know one person who's taken advantage of it and said it was the easiest thing in the world. And obviously, Jackson's a great guy. He's a really cool kid.
Absolutely.
So shout out to him for doing that great business idea. I think it's a home run. Also, Cutting Room and Company recently acquired into the fold there, 405 East Colin Ray Drive, an absolutely great place to get your hair cut. Call and schedule an appointment, 870-642-6053. Great folks over there, including a few that I know personally and that are working up the courage to cut my toddler's hair. But we'll see.
All right. Talking about the Causatot River Junior Eagles for just a little bit. Got to talk to Coach Barrett this week, and they lost to Darnell. But, Jeff, they had somebody really had a big ball game in that game. Noah Brandon, 6 tackles for a loss and 2 catches for 82 yards. That's a pretty good day.
Pretty good night for Mr. Brandon.
It is, and he is going to be our Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week. And coincidentally, the Eagles play the DeQueen Cubs this Thursday in DeQueen. If you can make it over there, there'll be a 7th grade game at 5:30. There'll be a freshman game at 7 p.m. And it'll be a chance, be my first chance to get to see the Junior Eagles in person. And pretty excited about that.
I was going to say, you get to have an in-person look at them. And looking at their schedule, which I saw somewhere here a while back, I think they play a game at Derrick's again later this season, maybe on a Tuesday night again.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll get a look at them later in the year.
I'll tell you what, one thing you can say about Dakota Barrett, he's very upbeat for one, but two, he didn't duck anybody.
No.
He didn't go around and just try to select, soft games. They've played a really good schedule, and they've got better as the years went on. So, just wanted to give a shout-out to the Causatot River Eagles and a shout-out to Noah Brandon. 6 tackles for loss, 2 catches, 82 yards, and he's the Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week. And now we bring in the head outlaw himself, King Tut.
Where's he at? Where's the head outlaw at?
Jesse James, the Sundance Kid, all rolled into one.
Butch Cassidy,
that's exactly right. Big win for the Outlaws, Jeff, 32-22 over the Lafayette County Cougars as Lafayette County concludes their Southwest Arkansas tour. And they go 1-2 in that, right? So looked like a great ball game. Looked like that you all got off the mat and come back.
Yeah, it was 32-22 was the final, and as I told you a few minutes ago off the air, it was one of the most exciting games I've called in the last few years. I thought it was a really good team effort. You know, nobody ever gave up. And there was some talk going into this game. You know, the Outlaws were the underdogs, I think. And it doesn't – I mean, I even
said – I kind of saw it as even, but I see what you're saying.
I even said we'll see what we have
against
them because we'd played two teams that had – we'd mercy ruled two teams that had played eight-man football. Nothing against them. You know, you like to see those teams getting their programs up and going.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were getting into conference play against a team that was – picked to beat us, and they jumped on top. Just a small rundown of some of the action. Defensive quarter of the first quarter, we punted to them from about midfield. I debated whether or not we should have went for it on fourth down.
Did you debate on it out loud?
Yes, on the air. I do that from time to time. And with 7 seconds left, I told Spud, who helps me on the radio, I said, just don't give up a big play. And they went 91 yards for a touchdown. So that 91-yard touchdown run, it didn't matter if it was 50, if we hadn't have got it on fourth down, or if we punted. They were going to get that one. They were going to cover that. And that was
And if they hadn't run out of the football field, they'd still be running. They are quick.
That was their part-time quarterback, Radford.
Yeah.
Who finished the game. I think
he's just a sophomore.
Yes, he is a sophomore. Finished the game with 105 yards rushing.
91
of them on one play.
Right.
And then the Outlaws turned it over a few minutes later in the second quarter, and they converted and made it 16-0. And then the Outlaws, I think, might have got a talking to on the sideline, got a little coaching, and regrouped. It was 16-16 at the half after trailing 16-0. And then the second half was a dominating performance by the Outlaws. I mean,
so you think Curtis Ernest may have got his point across?
Probably so. But after trailing 16-0, they outscored the Cougars, you know, 32-6. And, you know, if you do all that in the second, or most of that in the second half, it was 16-16 at halftime. But
there's no denying, you look at Lafayette County, they've got talent, man, and they are very athletic.
They're a good football team. And I told somebody, probably the best two linebackers in our conference.
Yes.
You know, so, but they retired by the end of the game. We had them.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of depth.
Yeah. But it was a good win for the Outlaws, you know, just to go over some of the individual numbers. And, you know, when we talked about the Leopards a while ago, talking about the choices you had for player of the game, leads to wins. Jordan Hill had 99 rushing. Grayson Kersey had 90 yards rushing. Salazar, 62, I believe, is what it says. Once again, Beckman just managed the offense from quarterback. He didn't throw but one pass, two passes. He was one of two for 22 yards. You know, that's first downs. You're moving the chains. And if you're not asking to do more than that and you're accomplishing the mission and keeping your team under control, I mean, it was a really good win.
Well, and brother, you guys on the road this week at Spring Hill, and looking forward to calling a game from the end zone plugged into the play clock.
We've done it there before. Now, you talked about Lafayette County and their Southwest Arkansas tour. This will be the third Friday night in a row I've had to travel through Hope to get to a ball game. So I'm taking up residency in, in Hope.
You got your P.O. box down there?
Yeah. I got a restaurant with my name on it down there.
Well, if you're looking for a little motivation, if you're an Outlaw, Hootons picked the Bears ahead of the Outlaws in their preseason picks.
And another pick that could give you some motivation, we might have talked about this earlier, Spring Hill picked the Outlaws for homecoming.
Ooh, yeah. So there's a lot of motivation there if you are willing to take advantage of it. We'll say about the Bears is they played a good schedule, Jeff. They've played Falk, Center Point, and Mineral Springs, so they have not ducked anybody either.
And they're going to have some talent. You know, they've always got talent down there. It shows on the – well, it used to show on the football field, and they kind of got away from it and went to eight-man, but they were always competitive. And basketball, baseball, you know, they got a good bunch of kids down there.
Yeah, they do.
So,
and a coach's son at quarterback. And
they always do that down there.
Do they?
Yeah.
There's a lot of coaches' sons that end up playing quarterback. Yours, we've got one here in DeQueen, Coach Binkley's son, Cole, Leopards quarterback. And I guess that you get a lot of tutelage that way.
Yeah, and a lot of criticism probably.
I don't know what to ask Cole about that.
I would think you get a lot of criticism. Easier to criticize, you know.
Just what I know about Coach Binkley, I think that he probably criticizes gently. Cole seems like a really good kid.
Yeah.
So anything else about the Outlaw related? I hear the junior high is having a good year, man.
Well, real quick, we'll do our player of the week.
Yeah.
For the Outlaws, is that?
Todd Moore, Shelter Insurance, Outlaw Player of the Week.
We're going to go with Grayson Kersey. Had a huge game. And, you know, Jordan Hill and Kersey, they got the ball in big spots other than that, like third and fours, third and fives, and they'd convert, keep the ball, you know, and they both done an outstanding job. And Kersey also had a fumble recovery. He returned 50 yards. Thought he was going to take it all away, but – them boys from Lafayette County is just a little faster than Grayson Kersey. So he didn't get it in the end zone, but they were threatening to score when he recovered that fumble and made a nice return and put the Outlaws in good shape. And
About Lafayette County, after watching them now and hearing you describe them, and the Leopards and Outlaws both had great games, it wouldn't surprise me if they win the rest of them. And it wouldn't surprise me if they go 1-5 either.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Or lose the rest of them.
Yeah.
It just depends on when you let go of the rope. You know, if they were to struggle the next week or so, you know, they might not win another one. You can't ever tell.
Yeah.
But Grayson Kersey.
They have the talent.
Grayson Kersey with a nice game. He's going to be our Todd Moore Shelter Player of the Week for the Outlaws. Other related things, just real quick to touch on. Junior Outlaws, still undefeated. They play at home Thursday night against Spring Hill. You know, if you don't have anything to do, get out and watch them.
Go out and support these junior high kids. There's some great junior high football going on in our area, man. And you know, you can get home a little late and watch the pro game or the college game. Go out and support these young men.
You can DVR those things on TV.
No, they don't DVR anymore, man.
Well, you know what? How are you going to do it? Derek's Outlaw
Cross Country. At least you didn't say VCR.
Derek's Outlaw Cross Country. They've been doing good things the last couple of weeks. You know, they had good results at Genoa, Mena. I mean, junior high and senior high, boys and girls. Good to see those kids out doing that, because I wouldn't get out and run for anything.
If I'm running, they look forward to it.
And this is going to be – this will air later in the week, but I believe they come to DeQueen today, actually, for a cross-country
I think you're right about that.
So, you know, congrats to all those kids.
Too late to get out and watch that.
Yeah, we'll tell you how it went next week.
That's all right.
But I think that wraps up Derek's related things for me at the time, so –
All right, man. Well, a couple things before we move on, a couple of housekeeping things, and things that we really love to do is give out our Toe Thumper Lures Offensive Player of the Week, and that's going to go to Ulysses Cotto from the DeQueen Leopards. All Ulysses did was have 144 yards rushing, 77 receiving, 85 return yards, and 306 yards overall. That's what they call pretty good.
And when that doesn't get you the player of the area, you know there's another one coming.
That's exactly right. Our Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Week is going to be Gator defensive lineman Kenneth Hanna. Young man, he's a stud, and he's going two ways. Played really well in the game against Junction City. We want to congratulate him. And to no one's surprise, I don't think, the Adderose Design Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area is going to be Riley Williamson. You heard our call with Jim's, he was 7 of 11, 299 yards and 5 touchdowns. You add 108 yards rushing onto that. And coming in a situation where you hadn't quarterbacked all season, kind of pressed into duty, pretty good day.
So I just want to point out the knowledge of all of us that do this. Me, you, Tyler, Jim.
But you going to say Greg?
Greg. Even Greg. All three of those young men were on our all-star team last year.
That's exactly
right.
So
we were looking into the future.
That's exactly right. If anybody knows talent, we do.
Philip Fields. Yeah. Philip Fields was in on that, picking players. So
Yep, absolutely. All three of these young men, that's exactly right. We're on our Southwest Arkansas sports page on here. All-star team.
For some team.
Come and get us. Come and get us.
We're available.
That's exactly right.
Especially me.
Looks like the Steelers need a few. Well, speaking of the Steelers and the Packers, Greg is not here to gloat that his team was the only one of our trifecta that won this weekend. Well, and they didn't look very impressive doing it, but they did win.
CD got me some points in fantasy football. But that was about it for me. Packers had a valiant comeback, come up just short. So I thought they were going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Steelers too. Steelers got down. I think at one point they were down 20-3 or 17-3, something like that, and had a chance to tie or win at the end, and kind of a botched snap cost them that opportunity. I will tell you this as a Steeler fan: if you'd have told me that Fields would play as well as he's played, and that we'd be 3-1 in the first four games with three of them being on the road, I'd say I'll take it. I would have taken that.
The Packers, I believe, when I turned that game on, were down 28-0.
Wow.
And they lost 2 points, I think, is what it ended up. Something like that.
Yeah. Thursday night, had the Cowboy game on, driving back from the junior high game at Hope. And it seemed like that the Cowboys were just trying to figure out a way to stay a step ahead of the Giants. And that's kind of the way the game went.
Yeah.
Well, a legend passed away yesterday. We're recording this on Tuesday. Monday, Pete Rose passed away. And I know you're a Reds fan, and my dad's a Reds fan, and loved the Big Red Machine. Johnny Bench was his favorite player, but who was your favorite off that Big Red Machine team?
It'd be Pete.
Would it?
And, you know, at that time, I was young enough that, you know, your influence, you don't have a loyalty to one team like I do the Packers and the Reds. And you know, when Pete Rose went to the Phillies, I was a Phillies fan.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I always go back to
you
the
Reds. You were bandwagon hopping before it was cool.
Well, like I say, I was like, I was 7, 8. Well, he's with the Phillies, what, probably 80. So,
yeah. He was with the Expos for a while too, wasn't he?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I believe he was.
But yeah, it was Charlie Hustle. And what do you think of anytime you think of him? I know what you're going to say. You're going to say betting, but
No. You mean on the field?
Yeah.
When I think of Pete Rose on the field, I think of a guy who would draw a walk and run sprint to first base.
Well, you know, the thing that I – and maybe it's just because of all the pictures you see – is just that head first slide with hair going everywhere and the helmet nowhere to be seen. Because,
how about running over a catcher in an exhibition game?
It meant something. He's one of those that it meant something to.
It did. I tell you what, when he was on the field, he was all out.
Yeah.
You and I kind of shared different opinions on whether he should be in the Hall of Fame or not. You know, I'll probably never change mine, and you'll probably never change yours, and who knows who's right. But I think you think he probably should be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a no-doubter.
Well, and I kind of take the stand that, you know, he broke baseball's number one biggest rule that's even posted everywhere. If you believe the sports writers, you know, in the locker rooms and things like that. And he didn't bend it, he broke it in half.
Yeah.
and then denied it, then protested
it. I think
it.
That's what got him, was denial.
I had several texts yesterday because several of my fans, friends being from West Virginia, I have no fans, I have friends.
That you know of.
Yes. Being from West Virginia, a lot of Reds fans, a lot of Reds Pirates, and they were asking me what I thought about it, and I said, hey, I'm fine with letting Pete Rose in the same day you let Shoeless Joe Jackson in, Eddie Seacott, those guys. Those guys have been kept, they've been dead 100 years, and they're still out.
You know, and we talked about this. I think one thing that hurts is every year it seems like he showed up, you know, when the Hall of Fame stuff's going on, and kind of made a sideshow of Pete Rose instead of everything that was going on. And it wasn't a good look. Now, I did have a friend yesterday that reached out and said he guessed the Lifetime ban was over.
Oh, yeah. I guess that is true.
Told him I never thought of it like that.
Right.
But
well, we'll see what Major League Baseball does with that. I would say I would not have a problem with them putting Rose in, if they'll go back and reconsider Joe Jackson, Eddie Seacott, some of those great Black Sox, you know, players that, because, you know, at the time, that 1919 Black Sox team, White Sox, Black Sox, was considered one of the best teams ever put together.
Well, you know, I've seen some people talking about this on Facebook yesterday, and they said what Pete Rose done would be a six-game suspension now. But they're wrong, because Major League Baseball banned somebody for life last year.
They sure did.
On betting.
Yeah.
I mean, they still take that serious.
They sure do.
It's not something they've just swept under the rug and said, hey, from now on, it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's not near as big a name as Pete Rose. I can't even remember who it was that got banned, but they did do that last year.
Well, you know, and I hope I don't get in trouble for sharing this story, because it's not mine to share. We could get Jay in here, but Jay got to meet Johnny Bench just in August or September. No, August. And, you know, they kind of got on the subject of Pete Rose. And I don't know if Bench asked Jay or Jay asked Bench, what do you think about Pete in the Hall of Fame? And Bench kind of said, is that the lesson that you'd want to teach your son? Is that, you know, so I'm not even sure Bench is for Pete Rose.
Well, and you know, some of those players are thinking, hey, we done things the right way.
Right.
You know, and there's some that are thinking that are probably not in the Hall of Fame.
That's exactly right. You know, when I think of guys who will never be in the Hall of Fame that I personally think should be, because I'm a Pirates fan, think of Bill Madlock. Bill Madlock's won the most batting titles of somebody who's not in the Hall of Fame.
Who's not named Rod Carew.
Well, I always claim if Bill Madlock had paid for the Yankees, he would be in the Hall of Fame. But because he played for the Pirates and the Cubs and the Giants, you know.
And before I get criticized, I was going to throw Tony Gwynn out there too, just so somebody doesn't say, Rod Carew, do you not know Tony Gwynn?
Absolutely.
Changing the subject just a little bit, but another one that passed away in the last few days is Dikembe Mutombo.
Yep, the finger wave, man.
The old finger wag.
That's exactly right. So, 58 years old, too young. I'm 59, so I too young.
I turned 54 about 10 hours ago.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Is too young. I mean, and the last time I seen him on a commercial or something, you know, a year or two ago, he looked like he could still go.
Yeah. Yeah. Cancer is a terrible, horrible thing, and I hope that we keep researching till we find a cure.
Absolutely.
Well, brother, do you have anything else for us?
It's been fun. I appreciate y'all letting me set in for Greg.
Well, Jen did a great job at the controls.
Absolutely.
And we did miss Greg today because we didn't get to make fun of him. And we wouldn't have had a very good opportunity to make fun of him because the Cowboys won this week.
Yeah, he would have been on us today.
He would have. And that kind of highlights the Sunday night game this week between the Dallas Cowboys travel to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So,
old rivalry.
Tune in next week to see if Tony or Greg get the better of that one. But just appreciate our sponsors, appreciate our coaches, our play-by-play people for calling in, and we really appreciate you listeners for giving us a listen and supporting high school athletics in Southwest Arkansas.
And Jim, because neither one of us knew what to do over there.
Oh, it'd have been terrible.
Yeah.
It was my honor.
It would have been a train wreck. All right. So till next week, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.